This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. Singer-songwriter Rachel Reese got her start in Freeman, and through her travels and experiences, she has become a worldly artist, crafting sly and compassionate songs. Reese grew up to Mennonite hymns. She would travel with her missionary parents to Zaire to share music of faith. There she learned Congolese spirituals. She has lived in Chicago and New York City, where apartment living made her feel trapped, a far cry from the rolling green of South Dakota. Relocating to Vermont helped solve that problem. Her recording career got underway over 10 years ago with the 2005 release of For You Only. It was recorded on vintage analog equipment and included piano, accordion, banjo, fiddle, pump organ, and percussion. Without a Bird followed in 2007. More orchestral, the project featured several Chicago musicians like Kevin O'Donnell, Joel Patterson, and Allison Chesley. In 2012, Reese holed up in Eastern Tennessee for a month of writing and playing various instruments. The result was her Laurel Lake EP, limited to 405 pieces, each one packaged in a sewn and hand-numbered fabric sleeve. Since then, Reese has released a pair of EPs. Ghost of a Gardener was out in 2014. Reese then continued her writing while on residency in Rouen, France, which became the inspiration for Cardinal. Out spring 2016, each song represents a key for Reese, a direction, be it bravery, belief in one's path, or the bonds of family and blood. Each copy of Cardinal includes a linoleum block art print handmade by Reese. Rachel Reese performs on electric guitar and piano and pulls everything together with her poetic voice. She returned to South Dakota to perform at the Brickhouse Community Arts Center in Madison in a concert presented by the Madison Area Arts Council. Here's Rachel Reese on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Light off. you so much. It is a pleasure to be here. I was just flirting with all of you, except for my mom, on that last one. this next one is a total change of pace. I wrote this song about my grandmother, who was this beautiful, faithful, silver-haired, sturdy, good-hearted, patient farmer's wife, a Mennonite farmer's wife, outside of Freeman, South Dakota, which is where I come from. Although I haven't lived there for quite a while, but I'm still from there, unavoidably a South Dakotan. So I wrote this song for Doris. She was my best friend when she passed away, and it really left quite the impression. She died quite young, unexpectedly, and she still comes up in songs. So this one is called Willow. Well, I don't want to say sorry for all the things I haven't done. I just want to go back to the way things were always done, with a hand held out to shake and a word unbreakable and a gaze straight as the miles that cut the dirt. Thank you so much. I was raised in the Mennonite tradition, out there mostly in Freeman, and I think perhaps because of that, I am genetically dispositioned to want to be Amish. I want to go all the way. I want to go all the way to being Amish. I currently don't have running water, so I think I'm one step farther, closer. I'd have to change my clothes and make many other adjustments to my life if I were to be Amish. But this song addresses that, little tug and pull of simple living versus this modern life of clutter and excess that probably most of us are living. And it's called Holiest Day. And if you also want to be Amish, this one goes out to you. Thank you. And I found the farmer's daughter, and we could have been sisters if I were humble. Clothes muddy, red-cheeked, and reticent. I looked around and wished that I could stay and cover my head. I'd keep the fire going, and I would tuck the kids all into bed. See, I know all the hymns, I'd say my prayers and close my eyes to wake at dawn and do it all over again. So half in jest, I asked if I could stay and help milk the cows. Well, Annie looked away, and she said, just come back in an hour. Asking for more, we ask for more, always for more, we ask for more. Precious things, I put the milk away, and I started to cry. I put the music on to fill the quiet. Oh, this cluttered life. We try asking for more. Just maybe you'll answer. You'll look surprised, I'll shrug and smile, hold out my hand for you to shake and take me. Won't you take me in? Won't you take me? And love me like you never could before. Won't you hold me like you never would before? Pull me down and show me so I know, and let's go so slow that I don't notice the morning. Pull me down and show me so I know, and let's go so slow that I don't notice the morning. I sing for you only on this lonely highway. Well, the devil come and the devil care, but I only want you, dear. I want you. Well, when I'm on the prairie, I see my hope and I see my fear. And you are always there, holding out for just the right amount of luck and grace, dear. I am always here, dear. I am always here. You guys doing all right? Yeah. Yeah? Doing okay? I think so. If I say so. I'm going to sing a newer song now. This is called Pleasant Valley Reservoir. And I wrote it a little while back. I do this thing sometimes when my life hits a bad speed bump. When I get very sad, I like to go out into the country driving until I get lost. There's something very balancing and cathartic about being lost out in the world when you feel lost within. Kind of, it's very cheap therapy, aside from gas mileage. So I was out in Vermont at the time, and my life had kind of fallen apart, or so I thought. And so I went driving through the woods of Vermont, which is quite beautiful. And I found myself, I was just looking for a nice place to pull over and a spot of grass to lay in so I could just weep into the ground and be very melodramatic about it. And I was driving, and I came to this road, and there was this sort of wrought iron fence, or like this banner over the road, and it said Pleasant Valley Reservoir. And I thought, that sounds perfect. I'll go there and I'll cry in the ground. This is perfect. And I start driving, start walking down that road. No cars allowed. And I did not find what I was looking for. I'll save the punchline for the song. But I found something that lasts much longer than a good cry into the ground.
If I drive down this road, I'll get to Pleasant Valley Reservoir. It sounds a lush, rested place. But in truth, it's a sewage plant, a roiling pit of shit of man. Maybe it's time I turn. But neither of us I keep driving down this road, out past Pleasant Valley Reservoir, where maybe I'll find that lush, rested place, and I will lay my body down on the green, green grass. Am I lost if it's where I choose to be? Am I lost if I'm where I choose to be?
This is a super duper new song. You're only the second group of people to have heard it. And the radio listeners. This is called Letters.
Well, I got this letter for you. I was writing it somewhere on the road, lonesome below some motel sign, in a bed I made of memories and wine. Well, I got this letter from you, and I carry it still in a pocket of my coat, the corners that show worn soft with time, and your words, they still echo in kind. Fine. Distance is only a state of mind, and when I feel you close, it's truer than most of the flesh and blood men I've gotten to hold. So sure, to know I can run. So you and me, stationary is enough.
Rachel Reese on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
love again and let back in and keep you at my beck and call you to my side, and then I'd hurt you 'cause I know you. But what do I know? Well, I know too much. So what do I say when I always say too much? But what do I dream? I dream that one day my darling will find me and not find me too much. I'm just trying to build a house where music lives, where I can live a long, long time for a song. I've just gotta believe that a house where music lives is worth a damn and worth all the wandering that preceded. And I'll never be long. No, I'll never be long, long gone. But if I should be long, long gone, I'll be home soon. I'm just trying to build lives where a two can live in sincere care for a song. I've just gotta believe that a house where be home soon. The muse can come and go, always knowing she's got a home. I've just gotta believe that a house where music lives is worth a damn and worth all the loneliness and all of the wonder. And if I've earned a life I love and worth a damn and worth all quiet years that preceded, but she'll never be long, long gone. May she never be long, long gone. But if she should be long, long gone, she'll be home soon.
Thank you, thank you. So yeah, that was a newer tune. I'm trying to think, the Letters, the first song I played on the Wurlitzer, that was another new one that'll be on the, actually both of the ones that I just did on the Wurlitzer will be on the new record, which will come out in a year. So, but there's plenty other recorded materials that I have for you to content yourself with if you so desire. I have three albums and three EPs or mini albums out in the world. I'm gonna play a couple songs now from my last EP. It came out this past fall, past winter. And when I make an EP, when I make like a kind of a mini album, I like to hand make everything. And so this one was a two color linoleum block art print. And then there's another art print inside and a folded origami boat. This is actually what it looks like. There's a feather, a pool of blood, an origami boat, and some red flowers. You'll learn more about those later, perhaps, if I sing the song. And then there's an origami boat and the package with a CD in it. So I sometimes have too much time on my hands. I made 320 of those, 8 different colors. It took so long, and I was cursing myself for ever having begun. But you do it anyway. So this is one of the songs off of there. This is called Winding Road.
those hours, and now this path is yours. Well, now you and I are miles apart, but I can feel you near. Somehow a thread was tied tenderly between. For having walked together. So when the voice is clear, you must heed it. And when the path is clear, you must take it. Come what may, you're on your way, and you must be brave. You must be brave.
I'm going to do one more song off of the Cardinal EP. So they're all songs, they're four songs that I wrote while on a residency in France. Not this summer, but the one before. I was there for a month in the medieval city of Rouen, which is about an hour away from Paris. And it's beautiful and eerie. It's actually where Joan of Arc met her end. And I just got to live there for a month writing songs, boring myself to pieces, and it was really wonderful, actually. And I'm so delightfully boring. And so I wrote this song. It's called Homing, as in the thing that pigeons do. All the songs on the new EP, kind of, it's called Cardinal because of cardinal values, cardinal directions. Kind of, it's a very prime and essential piece of song for me. And this, that last one is kind of about bravery, listening to yourself. And this one is kind of, in a roundabout way, me finding home, me finding my family again after a good bit of wandering. Also involves a dead pigeon, but I won't get into that right now. Cathedral bells and heckling men, so it begins again. This morning on the street I found all of these, a folded paper boat, scattered flowers, red blood, a pigeon fresh dead with her heart beside her head. To search again for a petal, a poem to bring to him. And so I begin to see again. Nothing will draw him in. My demon's deep, a stone, no end is felt, but still my mind seeks him who held my heart in his own hand. Still beating for him, I am just a pigeon homing him, but he does not want me. To what I know, all flesh and bone.
and stars of home. And so I begin to bloom again, blood red I brightness, and I see clear, 'cause I have known darkness long before coming here, where the bells chime in here, where my heart lies warm and ready for her long walk home, where my home, where the kids play in the yard. Home, where Sarah's not far. Home, where my people are.
Thank you.
The sun of the summer burns your neck, and your freckles rise and fall in formation. I glean information from your flesh. One ear pressed against your heart, cage in your breast, and I feel your breath pass your lips. Well, young love is like nothing. Young love's like nothing. Young nothing. We should rise before the tide takes hold, if we make it close to Maidstone. We've nearly made it home, but we've so very far to go. It's like nothing. Young love, it's like nothing. Young love is like nothing. With your dreaming edge sharp and your hopeful heart smarting my eyes, we know if I squint just right in the fading light, I can see who you'll be in another 20. So I open wide and I find I'm fine with all the rushing of time. 'Cause young love, it's like nothing. Young love, it's like nothing. Young.
make some tea for you, all sweet, just milk for me, and we'll drink it down. Let's drink this all down, 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 like it's nothing. Is called Words, and it's on my last record, and it's about how weird and tricky writing music is. They're elusive sometimes, and I actually took a 3-year break from music because I burned out hard, and this is the first song I wrote after all that self-imposed silence. Here's the trumpet part. This song is called Ghost, and it's kind of the centerpiece of my last record. And it's all about my determination to believe that all will be well. Life is very, very mysterious, confounding, and but I have faith. Time and again.
door we entered in. No regrets, Mr. Dissident, I see. So now I know. Go. 'Cause I'm a ghost, I'm a gardener, and I am lost in the room. I am lost with you. I am lost. I'm a ghost of a gardener, and my rose of thistle.
Rachel Reese on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, recorded October 24th, 2016 at the Brickhouse Community Arts Center in Madison and presented by the Madison Area Arts Council. For more information and concert dates, go to rachelreese.com. And for information and upcoming events at the Brickhouse, check out madisonareaartscouncil.org. This concert was recorded by Ragtime Studios of Sioux Falls. You can hear it again by logging on to sdpb.org. Just click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.